can call on me. You 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 can call on me.
Oh yeah, this beat hot.
Yo, this another episode of the Big Homies House. We got the homies in the building. We got Big Homie JoJo. Happy Women's Day.
Yeah, period.
Happy Women's Day to you, Korean.
Yeah.
How you feeling? Good.
I'm good.
And we got Mr. Morvin all the way from London town.
What's going on?
Am I right?
Yeah, London.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Done enough murder. He's
a fine old bloke. Anyway.
You started.
How y'all feeling? Y'all good?
You started already, though. You know? Yeah, I'm good,
well,
you know.
No, welcome to another episode of the Big Homie Size. JoJo, you got anything on your mind you want to talk about?
Right now? I want to
talk
about...
You look amazing today, by the way.
You
look amazing. Like, who... Okay, put that shit on.
I really just put a dress on. I ain't do shit different.
You had that dress the whole time?
Yeah, put away somewhere. I had to find this hoe, but
you wore it for Women's Day.
Uh huh.
Okay,
That's it. All right. So yeah, let's talk about that. It's International Women's Day. It's the whole entire month, but yeah, let's just give credit to some women that deserve some credit right now. Everybody. So I'll say my moms, plural, both my moms, my sisters, my homegirls, the people that I work with, my coworkers.
I feel like
even my haters.
I feel like you got to elaborate because you said moms. Are people going to think you got two moms?
I do have two moms.
I mean, like, they're going to think you have two
moms. That they together? Yeah. Okay, so I have a biological mom and I have a mom.
Yeah.
My mom who had me and then my mom who raised me.
Yeah, because they would have definitely been in the comments. JoJo got two moms.
Oh, it makes sense now.
Yeah.
Right, it is a so. It is a big so.
Some of our fans are very ignorant.
Ignorant as hell.
Ignorant as
mom. But it's okay.
But yeah, shout out to all. Everybody got a coochie.
Hello.
Shout out to everybody got a coochie.
Even if you just went and got you one. Shout out to you too.
Everybody got a coochie. Shout out to you.
All the new coochies.
All coochies matter.
Mm-hmm.
All coochies matter. All coochies matter.
I have a shirt that says I love my coochie, so.
I want one. Where'd you get it from?
Is that merch?
Is merch? Yeah, I need one.
Actually, it's a baby tee. It's cute. I got you.
Ooh. I'm telling you, I can't wait to wear it.
So you want to dig into the toxic topic, or what you want to talk about first?
You want me to dig into the toxic topic first?
I actually do. I want you to go crazy. Oh, you know what? I want to talk about something that I was discussing.
Yeah, and then I'll get into it.
On social media earlier this week, right? So, you know, different things. People be going through different things in society or whatever. But I want to ask you guys this question. Can your friends, like, vent to you? Like, if they going through something crazy, can they come to you and just dump that shit on you?
Of course. I love it. I have a group chat with like 10, it's just all girls, like 10 of us. And we just unload in there. And we'll all get on FaceTime and just talk about it. And that's it. I mean, yeah. I feel like it's important to have that.
Are you giving advice?
Yeah.
Like good advice.
Yeah, I mean, you know, everybody's their own opinion. But me personally, I just be keeping it real. Like, I'm like, yeah, that's... I'm gonna just keep it real, you feel me? But we all need that. But yeah, we're pretty much really real. We give good advice and we try to make sure we give positive advice. Cause there can be two different types of advice.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Leave some positive. I feel like we give room for growth and positivity.
Well, I'ma say like, yeah, I think it's a safe space for you to come and vent to me. But if you coming to me every week about the same bullshit with the same nigga doing the same shit.
Thing you already tried to help him with.
You know, at this point, the therapy done ran out. Like, don't keep convincing to me. Yeah, because I was in a situation like that before. My cousin told me straight up, don't tell me nothing else. I don't want to hear nothing else.
Look, I'm going to be honest. I'm probably going to side with your cousin. Like, I don't vent to me because it's only going to fuck my day up. Like, and I can't help you. Like, I can't, like, you going through, like, my dog come to me and say, man, I don't know if I don't even want to be here no more. God damn, bro. Like, what am I supposed to do?
You're supposed to do everything that you can.
What? I'm not a trained professional.
It don't matter.
I'm going to do is be able to tell you the same thing I tell you, Eric, man, it's going to just hold on, bro. It's going to get better.
Yeah, and then maybe that might help.
Sometimes that might be the important part.
That might help, yeah.
What if it don't, though?
Then it just don't. Then at least you
know. That's what I'm thinking. So, what if it don't?
So if it don't.
Now, what if it up to you? You did your part. That's all you
Yeah.
But what about me?
What about.
It don't cost you a damn.
It do because it cost me my mental health. Like, now I think of like, damn, man. I already got the things that I'm dealing with on a daily basis. Now I might have to lose my friend, too.
Okay.
You feel what I'm saying?
So we can understand. Yeah. We can understand that part. Like you saying that makes you emotionally unstable. Well, maybe you need to go get some help your damn self.
I probably do. But if I'm able to manage my own issues, you dumping your shit is not going to make my shit any better.
No, I feel that sometimes too, cuz it's like I be going through shit and a lot of people don't know that I go through shit. I'm so tired of you cutting me off.
My bad, dog. It's Women's Day. Right. I'm tripping, dog. I got you.
Every day is Women's Day. It is. But no, see, you. This is why I don't like getting cut off, cuz I forget what the fuck I be saying. You know my brain is like
I think what you said is important, though, because I feel like a lot of people say to themselves, yeah, friends, come and talk to me. But a lot of us can't handle, if our friend says something crazy, you can't handle what they're going to say to you.
Yeah, that's true.
And how do you deal with it?
That's true. But if it's like coming down and saving somebody's life, it's just kind of like, well, fuck your feelings, put that shit on the back burner. But that's what I was going to say. Like, I go through shit a lot, like, but I don't ever tell anybody. I always smile, I always get through stuff. And it do be sometimes like with other people, I'm always that person for somebody to be there for. Like, if somebody needs something, I'm there. It don't matter if it's financially or if it's mentally, I'm going to always be there. And sometimes it gets to the point to where that shit does like drain you all the way. And I just recently got to the point to where like, and I feel like maybe it shouldn't have gotten to this point, but it's to the point to where it's now like, fuck everybody. Oh, I don't know what you're going through. I ain't going to say I don't care, but it ain't shit I could do for you right now. That's this maturity part comes into like how much you can take as a person, yeah. How much you can deal with.
I was about to say, I think I'm just built like that. Like, mm-hmm. I'm just strong because, I don't know, I think I'm just in this, I've always been in this area where I'm able to take on stuff, but I don't let it like get inside of me. Like, I know how to take your energy and not let it like stick on me. But, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, and it's just, I'm just like a people's person. Like, I care a lot more from people than I do sometimes myself. Like, I care.
Same.
And I just, I don't know, I'm just a caring person, and that shit don't really, it don't fuck up my day. Like, if you call me and I'm having a great day and you talking about, you know, you think about killing yourself, like, I know how to set that time aside and my right. and my energy aside.
So you don't think that drains you at all?
Nah, I can get off the phone and be like, hey, shit.
No, I can understand
about to go
that
to
part.
The bar.
Well, after that conversation.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I don't crazy. Know. I can't do, I think it's because I just do so much all the time. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's because I'm a Gemini, but I'm really good at just being like, being here and then just going back to whatever
I'm
doing.
The thing is with me, if a friend phones me and says that, it would affect my day. Because if I care about you as a person, I'm like, shit, you're going through something. So I'm going to
go through it.
So I'm going to go through it too. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
I think I just have really good advice where I like touch my friends and they be like, you know, before we get off the phone, I'm like usually they're in pretty good spirits.
Right.
Yeah. Where it's like, you're good. They be like, oh, you right.
Oh, so
like,
you're the joke of the group that you uplift people in your
yeah,
group.
But I keep it real and I just let them know like, oh, yeah, you know, you tripping right now. And I just tell them why and why. Then I should probably remind you like why you should be thankful to be living.
Yeah,
don't
just
think about yourself. You got other people like, you know, you remind them who they are. And so before we get off the phone, I want to make sure you're straight because if I got to come to your house, and I will, but it's not going to fuck up my day. It's not going to fuck up the rest of my week. And I'm still going to make some music and get this money and be a good mom. Mm-hmm.
You remember that movie, The Green Mile?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like when he would like take on people's sicknesses, but it would fuck him up too.
Right.
That's how I feel like when people tell me some of the issues that I can't help.
Yeah. You just got to learn how to deal with that.
I feel that. I'm like you too. Like I'll take everybody's everything. I think my issue was that anytime I needed somebody to be there for
ooh,
me,
they
weren't there.
Yeah.
And so it was like, damn, like I'm carrying your shit, and my shit. But then when it's time for me to unload to somebody that I've been there for, it's like, fuck me type shit. So then that's where that feeling came into where it's like, well, what am I going to do? Like, I can't, what am I going to do with these feelings or
that's where
everything
boundaries
that I'm
come in.
But
that's what I was saying. That's where it came to. It was like, you know what? I know you got what you got going on, but fuck what you got going on right now, because now I can't be there for you if I can't be there for myself.
Yeah.
Type of thing.
Are you wrong for like not like kind of pulling back from the friends that you see are not reciprocating that energy?
No,
because like, that person don't need to be around.
The friendship should be reciprocal.
Yeah, like that person shouldn't even be around your space. If they're only using, then it's like, where are we going here? Like, what's the point of this friendship? Yeah, what's the point of this friendship?
What is a friend? What is a friend, though?
But I feel like the line's thin, though, because, you know, like, for example, there's some friendship groups that one person the joker. So that's like them saying, I always crack joke, you don't crack enough joke. Like, everyone is different. Some people in friendship circle
but
are better at, like, giving advice. Some people aren't.
It ain't about advice. It's not about advice. It's your character. Point, yeah, and it's the energy and the care that you give, like the level of care. Yeah, like the level of care and the energy got to meet mine that I'm giving. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not fair to always be like this.
No, 100%.
But I can't handle it. Like, hey, well, you gotta grow up and do something.
100%. But I'm just saying sometimes it's not like,
I don't know.
I spoke to you and gave you this, so you got to do it for me.
No,
so
that's not what we're saying.
Not like
that's not what we're saying. This is what we're saying.
It's not like that sometimes.
This is what we're saying. So a friend, because you were saying, Kodak, you was basically asking like, what is a friend? So to me, a friend is someone that's going to have your back, a friend that loves you, there for you, holds you accountable, and...
Holds you accountable. That's important because a lot of people think a friend is somebody who just really uphold their bullshit.
And respect your boundaries.
They're loyal to you. Like a friend is just like a boyfriend, girlfriend, except they just your friend.
They're family.
Type of intimate.
It's hard being friends with women sometimes. We can't, because y'all don't be friends the same way. Like for a guy to be a friend with a chick, it got to be something like extra there. Like
what?
What do you mean?
I personally feel like, because I just see the way women are friends to each other. Yeah. And a lot of things that women do to other women, you get papped out doing to a nigga. Like, we gonna fight. It been a few times. If you was a dude, I'd beat you up.
Oh my God.
Boy, fuck you.
I'd beat you. I'd beat you up.
Jeez.
Same. It's been a couple times I want to beat your ass. But that's not what we talking about.
I'm just saying like the aspect of like doing intergender friendship.
But friends, I don't know. I've never fought my friend. Like,
If I had to fight you, you're not my friend.
Yeah, exactly.
I do not
really?
Fight my friend.
Yeah, like, I'm not fighting my friend.
Fight my friend. If I got to lay my hands on you, we are not.
We're not friends.
And we can't be friends after
What
that.
Did you
it's
do
over.
To make me so mad? Or what did you do to cross
we,
me
if
so
friends,
bad for
we
me?
We should
to...
be able to talk.
Exactly.
Like, it's sometimes I done told my friend, like, I ain't like when you did that shit on some real shit. Yeah. You pissing me off.
And that shit was fucked up.
Yeah, and we
don't
can
do that
talk
shit
about
again.
It. We shouldn't have to lay hands on each other. Like, nah.
You didn't fight one of your friends?
Nah. In school? But like as an adult, I've never had a fight with one of my friends.
The older you get, the less you fight. Because I don't fight at all now. But like when I was younger,
yeah, we used to fight all the time.
Binka bonka bink.
Minka mink mink.
But I feel like, as you said, men and women, I feel like our relationships are very different. Like, for example, if it's your birthday today, and you're going for a meal, and I phone you like, yo, I can't really make it, you know.
Yeah.
In your mind, you're gonna be like, cool. Like,
yeah, well, and a girl come up
with girls, that shit can end the relationship.
Facts.
Why?
It's mad. Facts. It's like, you didn't come to my birthday, you didn't show out. Yep. I can't believe it. But it's like, for me personally, if my guy couldn't come to my birthday, I'm assuming you ain't got money, something's come up. If you could be here, you would. No problem.
It depends on how it's done. I'm gonna say it like that.
You call
it
me on the day
on how
of.
You do it. But no, some people don't call at all and they call in the party over like, oh, girl, my bad. Like,
no, that's over with for you.
Yeah, because like,
you
come
owe
on,
me
bro.
Enough respect.
Because I'm there. I'm me. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck if I'm late or I come when the fucking the cake is cut. I'm gonna come regardless. Yeah. Like for anybody, and I've always do that for you. You ain't had enough respect.
So what's the window?
Like,
what's the window?
The window is don't call me the day before or the day of. You better let me know when you can't make it, and you gotta have a legit excuse. Yes.
Like, oh, you better let me know you making it. Like, listen, I can't come today, but tomorrow, like, I got this. Like, you trying to do this and this. Yeah. Something. Because shit happens. Like, you might get your car flipped upside down when you're on the way to my birthday party. Shit happened, but you better fucking FaceTime me and it better be real.
See, I'm different. Even if my guy's just like, you know what, bro, I'm just really tired. A problem.
You're really tired.
Yeah,
you better wake your ass up. This the one day of the fucking year.
This is why women do not make good friends. All this petty shit.
You can't even take people. You can't
right, you can't even take people advice.
You're not even a good friend.
Wow.
So you shut your ass
exactly.
up.
Exactly.
Wow.
They own my ass.
You need some mental. Cause
now I'm pissed.
You need some mental healing, nigga.
I do. I need therapy. So I'm gonna tell my friends to go to therapy.
Soft ass.
Okay.
A nigga thought soft for going to therapy.
No, you just, I can't handle this.
I cannot handle that shit.
What therapy?
Kodak is a little emotional. But he know that though. He know he emotional.
Look, man, do our heart insurance cover therapy? Have you
they do,
that?
Yes.
They do?
I've looked it up. Yes. Yes, they
right,
do.
Cool.
I'm going to family therapy,
I'm going to go to therapy. I'm going to record it too.
Go to therapy.
Has everyone been to therapy up here?
I'm rooting for you, bud.
I appreciate
everyone
it.
Been to therapy before?
I have been to anger management, but I ain't been to
that
therapy.
That is not therapy, nigga.
It's a form.
It is a form. They had to teach me how to, listen, trust and believe. If I didn't have that anger management class, it would have been some shit. It would have been some shit.
You look fiery, though.
You actually look fiery. I can see it.
I've been there, done that. Thank God for growth in therapy. So yeah, I think therapy is important. I think it is. Okay, so
what you got?
Okay, yeah, I'm gonna ask this question.
I have not. I need to.
If you are just now recently talking to somebody, okay, you guys are just now talking, and that shit about to piss me off.
Hey, shut up. Damn.
Thought it would hurt me.
I'm gonna open the door and be like, "Can y'all chill for a second? Because we're recording in there, and y'all are loud, and you know we're recording. This is at the Duncan Music Lounge." Okay, so this is my question.
What's your question?
If you guys are dating someone, okay, you guys really like each other, and it's new, it's fresh, but you guys still haven't had sex yet. Okay, are you still gonna smash the person you've been smashing on the side while you're getting to know this?
Oh,
other
the
person?
Talking phase.
Yeah, that's, are you going to smash who you consistently been smashing through this talking during this talking phase with this person that you like?
I'm going to say no.
Okay, why?
Because I'm trying to move on, right? That's why I'm talking to somebody else.
No, this person...
I mean, it's not me.
The person that you smashing is just, you know, just...
Y'all never been in a relationship. Y'all just
Yeah, y'all just smashing. It's just like when you want to get off, they just...
Oh, you don't got nobody like that?
Yeah, nah, I can't. No. It's got to be...
You gotta have something going on with them.
Yeah, like I gotta like you, like for real. Like I'm not just about, I can't just like you.
Don't have somebody right now that you know that you could call and be
I
like.
I know I can call, but that's just not my style.
But you're not gonna call. So you just gonna hold out.
Yeah.
Oh my god! Congratulations to you.
I got a deal though, man.
She's
we good.
Such an adult.
Oh hell no! I can't. That yeah, little fake rubber but, shit. I can't.
I'm be real. Once you know, you be like, oh shit, I'm good. I did not need to do that. Mm-hmm. That's me though. Like,
I'm different.
Good.
I'm different.
What you doing with that?
I got different. My dildo, man. I'm good. Oh. What's up?
I'm different.
She right.
I'm different.
She right. Cause that.
I mean, for men, I feel like. I mean, I guess for some women,
you'd be like, dang.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know how much you like her if you still want her to come over after you.
Okay. Well, let's keep going. Would you do that? Would you? If the girl that you talking to, she holding out on you. Because she like you, she holding out on you.
Yeah.
A girl you used to mess with in the past, are you still going to double back on that?
Do you know what it is? Most probably, I'll just be honest. I feel like if you've got needs and that's someone that you have an arrangement with, it's fine. I feel like once you become exclusive with that said person, then you can't go to
right.
Back.
So what if she finds out about it and she gets super fucking pissed off? Like the girl you talking
yeah,
to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like if she finds out like, you been smashing this girl and we've been talking like, What would you do in that situation?
She got charged to the game because they are really soaring over there. I would just, at the end of the day, for me, it's like if I know that the girl is seeing another guy, I won't be happy about it. So I understand her not being happy, but we're not exclusive, so you can't actually tell me anything. We're getting to know each other. We're not in that space yet.
So you don't think that's something you should disclose?
It's not. I don't think so.
I don't think so. We're not exclusive. We're not in that space.
Yeah, I don't think it's something that you should disclose either, unless you unless you smash on her raw.
Yeah, like, smash her raw change everything.
Yeah, like now that's different. But see, me personally, if I'm talking to someone, and we're in that talking phase, and I don't want to give him none, then I'm definitely gonna double back on some shit that I didn't have before.
So you want to make the nick you really like
yeah.
wait?
Do you know? Is this thing is interesting because for me, personally, is like. All right, so why do you make that guy wait?
It's not about waiting.
I'm like, real, that's the thing. Like, I want to, because I'm be real. I'm not about to sit here and wait, and your dick is not what I like.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, if it's wet, it is little. Because like, we can go ahead and cancel this
yeah,
right now.
Yeah, right now.
We don't need to be wasting first 6 months. Date. And then I'm like, oh, no, I'm going.
I really want to be, like, honestly, I really, little, if I go
You
got
to ask then.
Listen,
they on my ass.
It's
today,
to the
man.
Point to where I honest to God want to do this. Like, if I'm going on a first date with somebody, I want to see your dick.
I be saying all the time, like,
whip it out in the cinema.
Yeah, I want you to whip that shit. I want to see it. If you need to go to the bathroom,
the car,
get your
like,
shit hard.
We don't need to waste no more time.
No, but that's crazy.
Pick you up.
No, because
you don't got whip it out.
But I don't want to do that because it's like, oh my God, like JoJo's so aggressive and she just want to fuck. She a hoe or whatever. But really, I just want to know, am I wasting my time with you, sir? Like, because sex is extremely important to me. That's why I said, like, I can't sit and use a dildo and do all of that. It's more than just like nutting.
She want meat to meat.
That's what I'm saying. So
it's
once
the
I
whole
do that,
act of sex for me, like
meat
the whole everything.
But see, with me, like, I'm just a sensitive person. Like, I can't just have
yeah,
sex
you're Gemini.
And be like. Okay,
But can you ladies talk to a guy and be like, yeah, I think he's got a big dick? Or can you see it?
Oh my gosh.
Energy.
No, no, no,
no. No, because
no.
I've done it in my
People
life.
Give big dick energy all the time. Stop giving big dick energy if your dick is not big.
I just like, keep it real. It's simple. Okay. Some people don't like big dicks. But big, so I'm going to save you for the people that don't like
it. It's just, what is big dick energy?
What is that?
How can you explain big dick energy? Big dick energy is just like, I don't know, like a man that just steps, like he moves with just so much confidence and he just... He gonna lead the way and you just right there letting him do everything and you just living in that moment. Like he just being a man and a confident man. Like he not scared that he's with you. He not insecure, like type shit.
It's kind of hard because some people or some dudes are like really quiet and then be the ones. Sometimes they're just like... Just nonchalant, real quiet.
They sneak. They so be lying. That big dick energy.
What's
that shit is not true no more.
I was gonna say that. You know
what you mean?
I mean, I don't know. I got big coochie energy. What's up?
Fat coochie.
Yes.
Fat coochie energy.
First of all, what is? I don't think a fat coochie and a little coochie. Like I don't know if there's
don't
a,
want no
it's a difference.
That's what I'm saying,
it's who don't want a little coochie. I ain't about to talk about my coochie.
I like my fat coochie,
but I don't know the. I don't know. I don't know the difference.
Like a quarter pounder.
I don't know the difference. I just know, like, you know, the actual.
Quarter pounder stuff.
Yeah.
Right, see?
You know.
I like
but
that shit.
Let me go back to what I was saying, though. Let me go back to what I was saying about letting about that guy that I'm talking to that I like. I'm not making him wait. That's what men think. Men think like, oh, you just going to be waiting, like, because they so thirsty to get the pussy. They just think that they're waiting for the pussy the whole time. So whole time they mental not even in the right space any fucking ways.
Yeah.
But if I'm talking to you and I like you, I am genuinely trying to get to know who you are. Like, I really am.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I have needs. Why am I going to try to put my needs off on you? I don't even know what your dick talking about. Number one. Number two, I don't even know if you can handle this pussy.
Whoa.
So, and number three, like, I'm still trying to figure out if I even want to lay down with you. I don't even know you like that. Now, we finna pass energies, nigga. Like, I don't even know you. I need to know who the fuck you are. I like you, but do I like you enough to give you this bomb-ass, delicious-ass vagina? I don't fucking know that.
That's what I'm saying. I can't pass energies with somebody that's just with said, like, it's just, I can't do it.
But see, if it was somebody that I was fucking before and I know that, okay, that's the nigga. Like, he number one on my list. Like, that's the big dick top tier nigga.
See, niggas like that I'm gonna be go fucking back. Other people.
Mm-mm. It don't matter, honestly.
It matter to me. Like,
it do matter.
That definitely matters. That definitely matter to me. Because you got other bitches you caring with and I don't know what kind of bitches you fucking with. Like,
because niggas will fuck with anything.
Yeah, they really will. And then you call, it's like, I can't. I need to make sure women say that.
I mean, I've had a relationship.
Women say that, but ain't no woman going to admit to being anything that niggas be fucking.
Listen, I've had a relationship to where we were. That was it. We were just fucking. I didn't give a fuck about who he was fucking. I don't know.
Yeah, that's just me. I didn't give a damn.
Like, you fuck whoever you want to fuck. When it's my turn, I call, he come running. And that's it. We
I'm
do
selfish.
Whatever we're going to do, and he take his ass
home. That dick is mine. If I fuck you, that shit is me. It's just me and you.
One of my guys was talking on another podcast, and he was saying that if you're talking to, like, multiple people, you shouldn't have sex with any of them because once you have sex with that person, it blurs the lines. Because, for example, if I'm linking two of you at the same time, the moment I have sex with you, I'm not really going to be fucking with her as much because you're giving me what I need as opposed to her not giving me what I need, in inverted commas. So my energy is going to be towards you, but she might be the right girl. So
that's very true.
So he was saying that, like, you're not supposed to fuck someone else, but in regards to what you're saying...
Because sex going to complicate shit.
Sex don't complicate shit for me. That's why I've been trying to get y'all to understand on this stage.
I was going to say, you just different.
No, yeah, like, that don't affect me,
yeah, but don't you think... All right, for example, you said that if you're seeing a guy and you want to hold out because you want to make sure he's the right guy, do you think having sex with that other person that you're seeing or have been seeing could blur lines with that guy? Because if you know that...
That guy don't know that guy.
No, not like that, as in, but, like, because you can go there and get whatever you need to get, you can move a particular way with guy B because guy A gives you sex when you need it. Whereas if guy A wasn't there, you and guy B might be a bit more intense or a bit more intentional because you're not getting sex from
let me kind of explain.
No, you don't have to explain.
Oh, okay,
I get
you
it.
Get it.
Yeah, I get it. So I'm going to talk to the guy that I'm talking to.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
We're just talking. It ain't nothing serious. Like, I just met this nigga. I just met him, and I think he cool. Yeah. We hung out maybe twice, and I think he cool. Mm-hmm. Now, my whole intention isn't fucking, so I'm not thinking about, oh man, I can't wait to get off this date so I can go fuck this other nigga. Like, no, it's just I'm getting to know this guy, whatever. One night, maybe I might be leaving the club. I call the dude that I like or whatever. He go to sleep. Okay, well, it's time for me to get some dick. So let me call my dick over here. Yeah. Fuck him. Bye. In the morning, I'm texting a nigga. Good morning.
Yeah.
The game's vicious, you know.
What's vicious about that?
The game's vicious.
This ain't my nigga.
I hear it, but
like,
I just...
he's not my nigga. So how is it anything vicious? I don't owe that nigga shit. It's vicious. That nigga don't owe me shit.
No, I hear you, but like, even
ain't got nothing to do with me.
But it's just like leaving another guy's house, or me leaving a girl's house, but messaging the other girl like, good morning, honey.
It's just sex.
No, I hear that, but it's just that's what I'm just saying. In terms of dating, it is vicious. Like, the game is, because remember, if those two guys knew each other, that's a problem.
It's only a problem because it's a problem for him.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I say it's vicious.
It's a problem for both of them. It's a problem, especially the problem for the nigga that didn't get no pussy.
It's a problem for him, though. It's the only reason why it's a problem.
It's absolutely a problem for the nigga that didn't get no pussy.
Because he paid and took you on a date. But that's what I'm saying. And got no pussy. And the other guy is just cool with you. So he's like,
yeah. So why is the pussy the whole mission? Like, instead of, why is it the mission, you actually trying to get to know me and us build something together? Why isn't that the mission instead of, why are you so worried about who I'm giving my pussy to? You should be worried about who I'm giving my time to, who I'm giving my energy to. Like, you worry about who I'm fucking. I could care less about this nigga than I'm fucking. I care more about you, nigga.
Let me slow it down for the people watching. So you saying a guy should be okay with courting you, taking you out, not getting no coochie, and he should be okay with you going over and smashing the next
That's dude. Not what I said.
Because of time.
That's not what I said.
So I'm just making sure that we got it right.
No, you just flipped some shit to some whole other shit so you can make a clip out of that shit. That's not what I said.
Make it plain.
That's not what I said.
Yeah, she's sitting forward. She's like, yo, that's not what I said.
No, that's not what I said.
That's not what
I said. I didn't say that it was okay for a man to feel like, oh, he could go fuck whatever. No, what I said was, why is that the main mission? The man cares so much about the girl's vagina instead of actually caring about what actually matters, which is like knowing each other, where she's spending her time, like her actually liking you, giving you all of her energy. You worried about her pussy? That's just pussy.
Nah, do you know,
hold on,
like, oh my God, you're spending time with me. Do you know, and we're going on dates and we're liking each other, but then you're giving the pussy to somebody else.
Let me reset the camera.
All y'all niggas wanting to do is fuck. That's
no,
why.
No, do you know,
y'all care so much about the pussy. That's why y'all don't understand what I'm saying.
Nah, do you know, I hear what you're saying.
We get it.
But you know, it's flip the scenario.
But that meant, no.
If I was talking to a nigga and I knew the whole time this nigga was just fucking this other bitch just cause it's like I wouldn't fuck with that.
No, imagine this. Imagine there's two of you.
I wouldn't either.
No, imagine there's two of you, yeah? And imagine, like, for example,
like, I'm fucking psychotic.
I'm linking two of you, yeah? And then you find out that I take her to Nobu, I wine and dine her.
And he's just fucking you.
And whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But then you find out that I'm just telling you, when you're free, come to the crib. Like, Although it's the same transaction, I mean, although it's
like, I don't care. What she's,
yeah, no, like, I don't care. If that's what's going on. Tell me. Cool, like, if I'm your little jump off nigga, then tell me I'm your little jump off.
But then let me sit in my place.
No,
most women not going for that shit.
No, right. Let me sit in my place. But if I'm getting to know a man, if I'm getting to know him, and he's fucking another girl, like, do I want him fucking another girl? No, but I'm a real ass nigga. I know you out here fucking. I ain't fucking you.
No, I hear what you're saying, but what I'm trying to say to you is, for example, that's the scenario is for the guys is like, when two guys, if one is like, I'm paying, taking her out, and I'm not getting nothing for him, but another
what's
guy,
not getting nothing?
Like, as in, not getting no coochie. No
exactly. Coochie. What I'm saying, like, why is that the mission?
It's not the mission, but it matters, my nigga. I'm not getting the full package. I'm paying for the ultimate experience, and I'm not getting everything.
Yeah. Why do you have to feel like you gotta pay to get...
But what if the nigga doesn't really want
you? We don't
really
know what this nigga done
right
did
now.
Back in the day. Like, no, what are you no, talking you about? Know, I know this nigga, no, remember, and we have good sex together. No,
but,
okay?
But remember, men and women, for example, from dating, yeah, men and women look for different things. So, for example, a woman might want to fuck a guy, but she's like, you know what? You have to show effort. So you've got to take me somewhere, and we have to do something before I give you anything.
And the standard's not going to be the same for every nigga. That's the problem.
But that's not what I'm saying.
And that's cool. Because, guys, we understand the game in terms of, all right, I'm hopefully going to take her somewhere.
That's not what I'm saying.
No, I'm not saying you are, but I'm saying the reverse is guys are on the vibe of, at the end of whatever we're doing, hopefully I get some coochie. That's how we're looking at it.
Right, exactly.
Girls are looking at it like, I hope that he spends money and some time with me to show value that he values me.
Okay.
So I'm saying that's how we both look at it
differently. So that's what I'm trying to get you to understand. why is it that that is the fucking goal? Y'all bypassing everything that I'm saying.
What I'm saying is this,
y'all worrying too much about what she's doing with her vagina.
It's because he's saying the female usually is like, okay, you know what I'm saying? You got to do all these things for me to do that. Because some females are like that. They're like, oh, he took me to this nice restaurant and did pick me on his car.
Listen, a nigga can do all that.
So I'm going to go home with him and I'm going to fuck him.
No,
some females are like that, though.
No.
They gauge females to be like, is he going to get the coochie or not?
Yeah, they need something, and some females are like that.
But if that's what y'all own and that's the type of female that you attract, then that's just what the fuck you're going to have to go through. But don't sit there and put every female in that same box, because every female is not like that. I will get more upset at a man that I'm talking to for taking a bitch out, courting her, taking her, spending quality time with her, they going to the park and shit like that, rather than him just fucking a bitch. If I find out that this nigga fucked a bitch, I ain't going to get mad. Like, I'm going to feel some type of way, because obviously I don't want you fucking no other bitch. But if I find out that you taking her out, you spending quality time together, y'all Netflix and chilling, I'm pissed. Because, nigga, I'm talking to you because I'm trying to get to know you. That's what I want with you. I want that relationship with you, not that other shit.
No, but that's what I'm saying. That's my point. As in, like, remember, we're looking at it differently. So you're going to get pissed because he's spending time with another girl and all that shit. A guy's going to get pissed because I've had to spend that time with this girl and all this money and I ain't got nothing. You ain't had to do nothing and you've got the coochie. So he's looking at it like, nah, this ain't fair, bro. Obviously, two different guys. Like, do you know what I'm saying?
But also, I want to add to that. If you were the only person he was talking to and he still wasn't getting no coochie, I feel like it probably wouldn't be as bad.
It wouldn't be.
It wouldn't be. But, like, the fact that this other nigga is getting something that I'm not getting, doing way less, yeah, I'm going to feel some type of way. I'm about to pull back.
Y'all not even, y'all worried about the wrong shit. Y'all worry about the wrong shit.
I got another question. Do you think your partner, your spouse, like, we talking about a real relationship, is supposed to be the most attractive person in the world to you?
The most attractive person in the world to you?
To me. Yeah. Like, not to what anybody else thinks, just to me.
Just to you.
Yeah, like, yeah, to me. My nigga. I don't care what nobody else say. Like, if I think you look good to me, then, yeah, I think you look good to me. Like, I want to be somebody that I enjoy looking at.
Yeah, like ugly niggas.
No, I mean, not enjoy looking at. I'm saying, like, if you got your aunt, do you talk to somebody right now? It's none of my business. It's none of my business. So, in relation to the question, so, like, if you say, your dude is the most attractive nigga on the planet, like, not no Idris Elba, Damson, nothing, like, your nigga look better than all them.
You say, do we have to feel like that to be with them?
Do you feel like that? Do you have to feel like that?
Nah, I don't need to feel like that. I don't give a fuck.
I don't think it's possible.
You still gotta be realistic.
You gotta be realistic, man.
Yeah, not even that. That's just not important. Like, I don't.
That's not important.
That's not important. Well, I feel like ugly niggas.
Different things are important to different people, right?
Yeah. But so, I'm saying, to me, that's not important.
Me either. That's not important.
You're into, like, you say sex is important. So, yeah. Is that important to you? Like, you feel like your nigga gotta be the baddest?
No.
Mm-mm. I said baddest.
I like ugly.
The baddest is crazy.
Cause, like, you know, I like ugly niggas.
Baddest is crazy.
What's an ugly nigga to you? What does that mean?
Cause, like, you see my roster. I like ugly niggas.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Why?
They're more loyal or something.
Hey, you see mine. I don't like ugly bitches.
I don't be thinking they ugly. Just people just be telling me, like, that doesn't look like the type of nigga that you would date. Ugly. I think my nigga fine as fuck.
That nigga's consistently ugly.
Shit.
All of them.
Are you ugly as fuck, nigga?
Exactly.
I have a type. Dark skin, tall, and they not fine as fuck.
See, I don't have a type. I'll just be kind of like, just like what I like.
So,
you know?
Okay,
I
so my type, like, my type is okay. So if I'm gonna,
like,
if I really like you, so if I really like you,
your niggas look like they changed
tires. In order for me to actually like you, you gotta be tall, dark skin.
Hey, Marvin.
And a little rough around the edges.
Hold on.
But I have a type though, the type of guys I like to have sex with, they light skin.
Wait a minute.
And short.
So yeah, do different.
I wouldn't be able to, like, take a
you like
a
short light skin niggas.
I wouldn't be able to take him serious. To have sex with, I've realized, like, I didn't just be like.
So wait, why?
So your
short light skin guy. Let me go see. Let's
so
go.
So your sexual
sex.
Preference really.
But I noticed.
Line up
I was like, damn,
like,
yeah, that's crazy.
So
you what is it though?
So to be with a guy, you like a dark skin tool, brother.
Fucking sexy as fuck. And I like sex. No, just they fine, like, they light skin, fine ass, like. fine ass dudes.
Why do you just like to have sex with
I gotta show you a picture.
And not date him.
Ooh, yeah, like he just fine.
But like, why only, why only sex and not date? Oh, you say you can't take him serious?
Yeah, I can't
but
take him
serious. But you can take him serious in the bed? I think I would laugh.
Yeah, yeah, actually.
That's mad.
Believe it or not, short men have mad big dicks.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Freaky T.
I would say sometimes.
That's a hell of a name, bro.
My percentage is like 90% right now. I'm 90? Like 90%.
That's pretty high.
That's pretty good success.
What are you saying? Two guys.
The 90% out of like
two
the
guys
number,
ain't got packing. They're not
that
packing.
That depends.
Huh?
My boy, what'd you say, bro?
I said two guys ain't packing. What do you mean?
Two guys ain't
no,
tall.
No, two guys.
Listen.
It's a hit or miss.
It's a hit or miss.
It's definitely a hit or miss.
It's a hit or miss. It's a hit or miss.
It's a hit or miss.
It is. It is. Because some guys, like, you would think, like, you would really think, like.
Sadly mistaken.
What, so hand size, feet size don't matter?
Nope.
No.
Seriously, and I actually just seen that on Instagram that said it has no correlation with each other.
Oh, the scientific study?
It was Uber Facts.
Oh.
That's I follow.
But it don't, in my experience. And on top of that, somebody can have a big dick and don't know how to fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. One time I had sex with this guy and his dick wasn't big and it wasn't like me. I'm a girth type of person. So, but his was like long and curved.
Getting back to the original question,
that was the most painful shit I ever had in my life.
Gonzo.
I didn't have a curved one yet.
You got to have one with girth.
Girth and curve? It's crazy.
What? Which way did it go? This way or this way?
It went like this. It curved that way. But it's like certain positions.
Yeah,
but you got to be certain. You got to be like a certain position for that to even work because that shit is painful.
I don't think you got to be attracted to your partner for it to work. I feel like different relationships work.
I think for men you do.
You know what? That was wrong. I worded that wrong. You have to be attracted to your partner. Do you think your partner has to be the baddest on the planet? Like, if I get with my shorty like tomorrow, like is she automatically going to be badder than...
I feel like you can feel like that.
Than Kiki Palmer?
You know what I'm saying? Just like she said.
Kiki Palmer? Yeah, not Kiki Palmer.
People say that whatever Elite. Dude you fuck with is ugly, but do you feel like he look good as fuck?
I do. I think he's sexy as fuck. I can't wait to suck his dick when I see him.
If I don't feel like you look just so good to me, then I'm liable to go fuck with somebody
else. If I like ass, right, and I get with a girl that ain't got no ass, I don't stop like an ass when I get with her.
Yeah. I think that anytime...
I feel like ass.
Yeah, but you can't be with her if I like ass, I can't be with a girl with no ass.
I think if you get attracted, I think like...
You can't help your heart, man.
No, because the thing is, what I'm going to start doing is I'm going to start not creeping, but as in what you like, you're always going to kind of lean towards.
Exactly.
So if I'm not getting it at home...
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to eventually, after a while, you're going to be in the club be like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I miss
it. Whereas if you have it at home, you're
and that goes back to what I was saying the other day about, like, with the sexual preferences or, like what you want to do in the bedroom is important to your spouse because, or the person that you dated.
That's right.
Because then they're going to be looking just like that. Like, damn, she got some big-ass lips. She going to suck the shit out of my dick. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe your girl ain't suck a dick at home. Like,
but we're compatible. In other ways, like the bitch with the big booty, like
you can be friends.
But
then.
you can find a bitch with a big booty that's also compatible.
Yeah,
these big booty women in Atlanta is treacherous,
You might have changed.
Yeah, niggas are treacherous. Women are treacherous.
Big women in Atlanta. I don't think you can't really.
They're not treacherous. Coda just ain't got enough money yet.
Oh my God!
Wow, she right. Nigga broke.
Yeah, not broke. You're not broke. We ain't claiming that. You just ain't got the money that these.
Oh, you know what?
Is like looking.
You gotta have
for.
A bag in Atlanta. Get shit.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
The ones that he like. They done had like three BBLs by three different niggas.
Three.
One girl. Three Amen. BBLs. How the fuck
that's
you
a
do
lot
that?
Of BBLs.
Yeah, that's love threatening.
Yeah, that's
like
the type. That's the type.
I realized recently.
That's
I
the type
of
girls Kodak like.
You got ass fetish.
I got
you
ass
just
fetish.
Now figuring that out.
I'm dead as well still. Yeah.
We had a whole yam cam on the thing. Like,
yeah, we had to retire that.
I get to the yams.
Getting too corporate now. We're gonna bring it back for something.
Oh my God.
Let's get into the kitchen, Kodak.
Let's get into the kitchen, man. Talk about things going on and the music. What you cooking up, Tia? Tia, I gotta be. I said this off camera, but I gotta say it now. It has been such a pleasure to see your growth
for
over the
sure.
past few
Thank
months.
You.
For sure.
It has been so like I'm watching. I follow Mark on Twitter, so I see like the retweets of people rocking with your music, the Freaky T going crazy.
I can't
crazy.
Wait to hang out. We gonna have fun.
Yeah, what?
Like, so congratulations on everything that you've been able to do Thank over you. The past few months. I like seeing artists grow organically.
Thank
like,
you.
I could tell you doing this off the muscle. You hustling. You it's talent, right?
No gimmicks.
And your
no
mother. Gimmicks.
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, well, congratulations. Yes,
thank you.
For sure, for sure, for sure.
I want to have another one.
Soon. Me too.
Not soon, but I do. I want to have a boy. But
me too.
It's looking real.
It's looking real, girl. It's looking real.
Rabbi.
You're not finna have.
Yeah.
Okay, hello.
Yeah, no, yeah, no kid.
Adoption?
Yeah.
It's looking like.
It's looking like surrogate.
Yeah.
Hell.
You want a few more.
But I think, but I thank you. You know, I've been a lot of different artists have been reaching out, wanting to collab. So I'm.
That's what's up.
I'm just trying to get different collabs.
Like who?
Can I say?
Yeah, I mean, you can say a few. You ain't got to drop many.
And Mark Sleep.
Yeah, you know, like my Mulatto or Lotto. That's
Lotto.
Like,
Lotto. That'll be a cool. That'll be
Jaden
a...
Smith. Hit me up.
Oh, that'll be
dope.
Yachty.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, and then just other producers like I just got with Mike Will the other day.
Oh, that's what's
crazy.
Up.
You know, and talking to Sway Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
those
so,
are some they,
yeah.
so they make some good
yeah, it, it all makes
that
sense.
Go together yeah. perfectly
yeah.
Right,
ooh,
so I can't
I'm like
wait.
Trying to branch out and just get with bigger like productions
yeah
and
yeah
just other artists that can like
what do you do
expand.
Do you sing rap,
she a rap?
I,
rap
yeah I pretty much do it yeah, yeah. Okay. I do it all mm-hmm. I sing rap I can just rap I can just
do it all
produce
Freaky T streaming
my
right
videos,
now
videos you know yeah Freaky T going up remakes coming soon video coming soon
put me in the fucking video so I could be out there.
We gonna shoot it here.
And
you know, can
let
I say
me
the
be
idea?
In it. Yeah.
So
yeah.
the idea is.
Oh, no. Mark said no.
I get too excited.
Okay.
But you'll be able to pull up.
Mark's about to come up here and tackle you.
Can she tell me off camera? Can she tell me off camera? Okay. You can tell me off camera.
Off camera.
But you'll be able to. All I'm gonna say is you'll be able to pull up.
Look,
okay.
If you ever want to shoot anything in a radio station, you need a radio station aesthetic. You want to make it look like an interview. Pull up to our heart. We got you.
I just need a place we can do it outside. That's all
yeah,
I'm saying.
Yeah, put me in it. I'm trying to be freaky.
Freaky J.
Hello.
You are, though. So
exactly.
You fit.
That's what I'm saying. I fit. I'm toxic as hell, too.
We love
uh-huh.
it.
I can't wait.
So what's it been like maneuvering through the music industry in these early phases?
In the beginning, it's very like...
You're stressed out.
It's very rough. Mm-hmm. It's just very... It's annoying. It's yeah. like, you know, it's the... You get the cold shoulder and like, you don't have enough followers. Oh, you're not big enough at first.
Yeah.
But then as soon as you pop in, the same people you try to...
Do you shit on them? Do you shit on them?
Some of them, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like, man,
I feel like you. I feel like in a situation like that, you got to shit on them.
Yeah, you got to because like,
you
try me.
Now you got me fucked up, yeah.
You try me. Like, I've
been that.
And now
you dick riding.
I've been that, though.
See,
like,
when I say that, they say I'm emotional.
Nah, I don't handle it that way,
it's not
that
I'm holding
you are emotional.
It's not that I'm holding grudges, but sometimes you got to really like say like, make people stand on the shit
yeah.
that they did.
Like you wasn't. You said you weren't fucking. I was. All right, so keep that,
please.
And I
or just be real and be like, man, my bad.
But you know who fucking with you. You know who fucking with you
yeah,
and who
they
ain't.
They don't want
to
do that.
So now, see, well, if you can't do that, then we just
because
it's never gonna be real.
She know me. I stand on like if I wasn't rocking with you and you.
Yeah, he gonna stand on that. He gonna hold a grudge. You hold a grudge though.
It's not a grudge, but it's like,
it's a grudge.
But you know what, you know what, like, we had niggas walk out this bitch before. Like,
yeah, we have.
Was like
it was over for
up.
His ass. Yeah, they just walked out.
Just walked out.
We want to talk about him.
Oh, serious.
Well, because you saw how, like, we started the conversation
you,
and then we got
been,
to the music. He wanted us to get straight to the music off real. We like, sir, you ain't even got shit going on, sir.
If you've been watching us long enough, then you know what episode I'm talking about.
Yeah,
but
facts.
Niggas was at the beginning of the episode, he walked out.
Yeah.
Serious.
We like, where'd he go?
It was in the comments too. Like, yeah. What happened to bruh?
And you still put
that's
out.
That's just so rude.
Walked out.
No,
it's crazy.
You still put the episode out.
Yeah, still.
No, that, yes.
Yeah, because we had other people there. But the crazy thing is he was an artist and that we were bringing him
to still
the.
No, he still is.
Is he?
Yeah, you know, he's just kind of whack.
Is he?
Yikes.
Oh, I thought he fell off or I thought like
yeah,
some
he,
le-
just
the label.
Fall off don't mean you still not. Oh, you talking about that shit. Yeah,
like the label dropped him or
something? Yeah, we giving this nigga too much energy. Fuck him. Anyway, Tia Corinne.
You right.
What's up?
Yeah, make them folks stand on that shit.
Yeah,
so
you just gotta stand on it.
What can your fans expect?
Like I said, they can expect remix,
BT, drop
a video. You know, I'm on tour with Key Glock right now, so we're going around.
Dream feature.
Yeah, dream feature. Tyler the Creator, easily. But you ain't let me. You cut me off. I wasn't done. Telling
I was excited.
Them.
My bad. I apologize.
Okay. I got booked in Germany, so I'm going to Germany.
Ooh, that's
lit. You know, got big festivals popping off, and just more shit that I, every day is always something new, so I never know, but
that's
a nigga,
so amazing.
A nigga going crazy, that's all I can say. Charting on Billboard, top 20 on the radio.
What did you say, Marvin?
You been to Europe yet?
Nah, this will be our first time, so I'm really excited.
This is so exciting.
It is
I
so
just love
exciting.
Seeing this. And then especially
and then
when you
a
fuck,
good person.
Yeah, then when you really fucking with the person, it's just kind of like.
She's a good person, bro. We sat, what we sat over there eight last time? Who was at the food grub? Huh?
What did we have? The food grub? Oh, yeah, those lobster, the lobster, fries and stuff.
Yeah.
We actually got food in there.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
Some jerk chicken and rice and peas and cabbage. And macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, we got a slide or something, man. But no,
yes.
I definitely appreciate you coming and kicking it with us.
My coochie is hard.
Jojo, you got anything on your...
Thank you.
No, I just want to say I'm proud of you.
Proud
and I can't
of
wait
you
to hang
for
out.
Sure.
We hanging out.
For sure, for sure, man.
I don't be outside, but for real, but...
Two free bitches together outside
okay.
in Atlanta.
Jojo, you free this week?
Freak.
Oh,
freak.
Oh. Freaky JoJo need to do the intro for the...
They know. They be like, this little nasty bitch, yeah.
Freaky JoJo need to do the intro and the remix or something. Or the,
yeah.
Need an interlude in
yeah,
the
you got to come yeah, and yeah, do yeah. like a skit. We got to do something. Matter of fact, I'm going to write...
Let's do that. Because you know I'm crazy as shit.
Yeah, that's perfect.
I'm already going viral right
big
now.
Big homie Marvin, you got you have your own podcast too, right?
Oh my God, that's going
to
be so funny.
Yeah, I got my own podcast. So in London, 3 Shots of Tequila. There's 3 of us, so yeah, check it out.
Fine.
Wait, say it again.
3 Shots of Tequila.
Oh, okay.
Three shots.
Because it's 3 of us.
It's three of y'all.
So
three shots.
But that's how he said it.
Yeah, three shots.
Okay.
Can you give it an American accent?
Yeah, can you do it?
I normally do the New York one. So.
Do a New York accent.
You dead ass son?
Nah, that's awful.
That's awful. Nah, man.
You can't give a real clean American.
No, nah, that's my one. That's the only one I really
do. Dead ass, son.
You can't talk. You bugging, son. Like you can't talk like this.
You still sound like you.
I can't talk like this.
Can you talk like this?
Can I talk like this?
Hey,
nope,
partner.
Nope.
Like what?
You still have an accent.
You can't just clean take lead
like you
accent.
Can't take the accent out of your voice. Like
I can.
Like I'm trying. No, I feel like I'm gonna do British.
You heard me.
Nope.
That sucks.
Nope.
How long you been here?
You just got off the boat. Shit.
No, I've been here for about a week.
Oh yeah, you're still new.
Like you're visiting?
Oh yeah, I'm visiting. Yeah. I don't live here.
You live where?
London.
Do y'all really be stabbing people there for real? Is people like that stabbing?
Oh yeah, London.
How the hell are you the 5th person stabbed in a stabbing? How do you have a stabbing spree? If I see one nigga get stabbed, I'm
running.
No, but normally, remember, if someone's got a knife, it can be like sometimes you don't know someone's been stabbed because it's like a punch.
Oh,
right.
So if there's like 5 of us in here and we've like got a problem or beef, I don't know if you're fighting over there. I don't know if you've been stabbed yet. I just see you fighting, so I'm dealing with this guy here. You're doing something over there.
Oh, so somebody just
yeah. If someone brings out,
I'm trying to think what he was saying.
Yeah,
but if it's like where.
So, in a way, that's kind of worse than like a shooter for y'all.
Yeah, Americans nuts. Because you can just go bang, bang. And like, that's different.
But stabbing is very personal. Like,
yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's flash. So, explain that. Is that throwing battery acid in people's face?
Oh, they don't do that no more.
They don't do that no more.
Yeah,
there was
a little craze where that happened, but the government and police got on it very quickly.
That's
very
wild.
Oh, so you're saying that the government can affect... Oh, okay. I think people in the government need to see that. Like,
you make
different laws.
Like basically...
Certain shit not going to happen.
The penalty was high. So the moment, like, when it started happening and then people weren't really dealing with it, then the moment it started happening a lot, the police were, like, automatic, like, maybe... I can't remember how long it was, but, like, long prison sentences. So people were like, do you know what? They're not going to do it no more. Do you know what I'm saying? So... That Man, shit's bad, though.
Like, yeah, like just walking, like,
that's
fucked.
Yeah, because you don't know. You think somebody throwing, like, something regular on you.
Yeah, like water in your face.
Yeah.
Till that bitch start burning.
Man, I will fucking kill you. I have to kill you now.
After the acid wears off.
There was even one in London.
Somebody else. I'm going to get my hands on you.
Somebody walking like Two-Face.
There was a mad story in London, where, like,
I'm going to kill you.
A girl got battery acid in her face, and she didn't know who it was, and it was her best friend. And the best friend came to the hospital to visit her, to visit her. And then, but what happened was police cameras found her, like, getting an Uber. She walked through the estate and got an Uber on the other side, but she was wearing, like, a hijab. So, all you could see was her eyes.
Wow.
So she threw acid in her face, but then somehow they worked out the case it was her. But she actually came to the hospital to visit her friend to say, I hope you're okay.
She came to the hospital to finish the job. She was about to pillow my
baby. Okay, hello. That's what I thought you were going to say. All right, let's go get some of this food.
Let's get some food, man. That's it. Happy Women's Day. The homies is gone.
Love all the women's in your coochies.